Hello, this is Sabine, Sabine from FIBA. Today I would like to tell a little bit about the Grundschuld. This is the security for the bank, and it is always pointed out in depth in all your conversations with the bank. The Grundschuld is a pledge of your land and house. So it should be in the same amount like in the debt you will have. So if you have a loan of 300,000, then usually the Grundschuld will be always also 300,000. It will be put in the land register, so it is on position in the third part of the land register. And when you buy a house, you also get the land register from your seller or from the real estate agent, and then you see very often still a Grundschuld from the old owner. Then I always tell people, don't worry, this will disappear when you are the owner. So from your price you buy to the seller, this will be paid to the bank, and then they give the allowance to delete it out of this. So you do not have to worry about the old Grundschuld. It is only the new Grundschuld, and this is the security of the bank. So that also means the house or apartment you buy has to represent the value of this. Otherwise, the value would not be sufficient for the bank, because you can be sure if you do not pay back, this is a security for the bank, so they will also take it away. But I would like to talk today only about the Grundschuld. The Grundschuld is dependent on your loan, but if you will repay your loan, you still have the Grundschuld over the total amount. On the first spot, it would tell that is not fair. I only have, for instance, 100,000 in, and there are still 300,000 in the book. No, don't worry. The bank only has the right of the Grundschuld in the amount of the still outstanding debt, plus an interest, but about the interest I will talk the next time, because it's a little bit more complicated. So don't worry, in Germany the legal construct is pretty safe. So in the moment you pay 1 euro back into the loan, this 1 euro will become your own Grundschuld, meaning if you have a 300,000, take the old example, as a Grundschuld, and you only have 250,000 as a loan outstanding, the last 50,000 call in German an Eigentümergrundschuld, meaning this part will fall back to you as an owner. So theoretically you can transfer to a third bank, but the third bank will not take it after the first bank. But we do not want to make it too complicated. This is the general structure. If you have any more questions about this, please let me know. Oh, one thing, how is this linked to the loan? You have to sign a second agreement at every bank. It's called Sicherungszweckerklärung, means this Grundschuld is liable for that loan. And this is all ruled in the Sicherungszweckerklärung. There's also ruled that you have to keep an insurance, that you have, when an euro will be paid, that it will become your own. There is a withdrawal period because it is a contract, and. So don't worry if they ask you to sign this form. This has to be, because this is the binding construct that it connects to the loan. Also meaning, if you have repaid the loan and the Grundschuld is still in the book, you can give it to the same bank for another loan. Then you do not need a new Grundschuld, they only put a new Sicherungszweckerklärung. This was a little bit legal stuff, sorry for this, but this is the daily work. If you have any questions for this, just contact me. It's Sabine from FIBA. And if this was interesting for you, the next 3 weeks I will continue some information about Grundschuld and interest and second Grundschuld, and yeah. Just listen to it. Have a great day. Bye at Sabine, Sabine from Fieber.